And W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Hundreds of thousands of residents in Michigan are still without power for a fourth day in a row. An ice storm has caused outages across the state. WWJ's Mike Campbell is there.
More than a quarter million DTE Energy customers remain without power since the ice storm hit on Wednesday. DTE Energy Executive Vice President Matt Paul said crews are working as fast and safe as possible.
Being without power isn't fun. In fact, it's extremely difficult. It's fundamental to everyday living. But I commit to you that the thousands of men and women at DTE, along with our in-state and out-of-state partners, will continue to work around the clock until each and every customer is restored.
Meantime, the western U.S. is still experiencing its fair share of winter weather. Southern California was hit with a snowstorm being called one of its strongest ever. KCBS-TV's Laurie Perez is in La Crescenta.
It's the end of the day in this snowy landscape of covered cars and white-topped rooftops. Boston, Massachusetts? Nope. Boston Avenue in La Crescenta.
It's unbelievable, you know, can you see the everything, the mountains, everything is white.
A nor'easter it might not be, but it might as well be in this land of palm trees and birds of paradise now coated in flakes.
It's something I haven't seen since I've been here for like 30-something years.
A rare, stunning sight as snow, actual stick on the ground, not just a dusting snow, accumulated in places it has not been seen for entire lives.
Across the country from there, South Carolina is experiencing a boom of new businesses. WLTX-TV's Zoe Henry is at the state capitol.
Brian Kerouac just opened Throwback Outpost, a consignment shop, in January. He says in Richland County, the process to open his shop on Beltline Boulevard was
painless. You went to the city. They said, here's what we need. Here's what we need for inspections. You draw the plans out. They spelled everything out for you. So it's a really simple process.
According to the South Carolina Secretary of State, during the 2021-2022 fiscal year, the state broke records.
Voters in Nigeria have gone to the polls to cast their ballot to replace two-term President Muhammadu Buhari. The process was not without issues. The BBC's Peter Akwachi is at the Capitol there.
Some polling units didn't have any ballot papers or ballot boxes or even election officials. It took a while. There's this new machine that is used to verify voters. Some of them had problems.
This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Gah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight tonight and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 9 above. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 33. Tomorrow, clear skies. Freezing rain likely. Tomorrow night, 24. Cloudy. About an inch of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
treats me as cruel. Cause I try to pretend, and I try to pretend she don't sleep with strange men. Who is our heart to defend? She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back on the stage. She's a high little miss.
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is the Cashbox Kings. Brand new music from the Cashbox. The name of the new album is called Oscar's Motel. That was the title track you just heard. Little Miss Mess before that. The album and these songs are actually available for download right now on their Bandcamp page, Rocker. And they got a show Saturday, March 18th in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall. That's the CD or album release for Oscar's Motel. I'm blown away. I love the Cashbox Kings.
Really good, man. I really liked it. I love the Blues Jimmy and Cashbox Kings. They've been around forever. And Oscar, he's a guy that plays with them, is correct?
I don't know the story. I really don't. But I did shoot them an invitation to get on Max Inc. Radio. We're just working out the dates, and we'll have them.
Yeah.
We'll have that information soon for you, Rocker.
That'd be great. Have them right here in the Devil's Lair. That'd be incredible.
Oh, that would be great. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay. He's Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight, but she is going to join us here in a couple of minutes, Rocker, with an interview from Lincoln Barr. And Terry Barr, I'm wondering, are they related?
No, I don't think so, Jimmy.
Well, maybe Terry will ask later on. It's pretty interesting. I was talking about some other names, but I'm not going to go there.
All right.
Rocker, what do you got, man?
Oh, man, Jimmy, let me tell you what's coming up in the Devil's Lair in March. On the 11th of March, we have Kelsey Miles.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be one of her final shows before she heads out to Kansas City, so make sure you listen that night. Dana Perry, that's going to be on the 18th of March. She's going to be in here playing amazing. That's going to be, I think, her third performance on the Devil's Lair.
Indeed. And she has brand new music. She's releasing an album, and she's going on a tour around the Midwest.
Wow. And Sunspot on the 25th of March. That's going to be awesome. Jimmy, another thing coming up is going to be Music Made Madison. For those outside of Madison, Music Made Madison is a festival where they basically get a space from the city. You can have a stage anywhere, and they'll get you the permit, and you can have a show anywhere you want in the whole city on Tuesday, or, well, I don't know what day it is, June 21st. It's always first, June 21st.
Yeah, first day of summer.
March 25th, we're going to have Mary Rose Eckberg. She's the director of Music Made Madison, and she'll be in here telling us all about the registration for a stage that starts on March 25th.
We should do one in Maple Bluff in my office, dude.
That would be pretty awesome, Jimmy.
Get him right out there. That'd be kind of fun, man. We could have some refreshments and ice cream.
Chinese food from next door.
Yeah. Egg rolls and what's those? Crab ragoons.
Egg rolls. Those are your favorite, Jimmy.
You mentioned Kelsey Miles earlier, Rocker. I'm really sad. She is moving away. Kansas City. Her farewell tour is at the Burr Oak on Saturday, March 4th. She's coming here to talk to us and sing in the Devil's Lair for us.
Wow.
Love Kelsey Miles, man. Remember that performance at Atwood Fest a couple years ago?
Ooh. Amazing. Last year.
It's her latest song, I Go Back, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never, oh, it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything,
Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts and Hands Up on Max Inc. Radio. They're playing a show in Minneapolis on April 21st. I only bring that up because the Mascot Theory is going to be playing at that show as well. And these guys, American Scarecrows, Broken Bones and Mountains. American Scarecrows on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Soaking what I've shown, brooding yourself crazy more.
I meant, I'm Art Paul. Improvised comment here. Hi, you guys are cool. And you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people like you and me and all the weirdos. Thank you. Bye.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music, The Mascot Theory, and Fast Car Getaway. That's off of the Big Blue EP. It was released as singles along with five other songs. Now it's on the Big Blue EP, which is being released basically right now worldwide on all the streaming platforms, and you can order it yourself right now on Bandcamp. They got a show up at the Up North coming up next week here in Madison as well. The Mascot Theory. Love those guys. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. We got Adem Tesfaye live in the Devil's Lair just around the corner. Plus, Lincoln Barr joins Terry Barr. Lincoln Barr is a musician from South Carolina coming to the Madison area or to the Wisconsin area. He's on tour, actually, several stops. You'll hear all the details about it with Terry Barr coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, get tickets. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your favorite local bands. Thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. And of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies here in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Michigan residents are still without power after Tuesday's ice storm. Detroit-based DTE Energy's Matt Paul.
This is the worst ice storm our area has experienced in nearly 50 years.
Closed freeways and flooded streets have marred Southern California after a winter storm there. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
Mother Nature brought the unusual sight of snow to the Hollywood sign. Heavy rains filled the generally bone-dry Los Angeles River with raging floodwaters, and flooding trapped cars and shut down parts of Freeway 5 in Sun Valley.
Polling problems as voters in Nigeria go to cast their ballots to replace their two-term president. The BBC's Peter Akachi is at the Capitol.
At some polling stations, there were really, really long queues. And at other polling stations, you'd find, you know, just a trickle of people coming in. So it has been chaotic, but Nigerians have been resilient and they have been patient.
18 candidates are vying to be Nigeria's next president. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lincoln Barr talks to Terry Barr in just a couple of minutes. You know, I just heard that the commercial for Hawks. Yes, I want a beer, Hawk. I'm coming soon. We should do a live broadcast from Hawks Rocker. That would be cool. Got your tongue. Catching your throat.
Had you surrendered? On many months before, stamp out your shoe, slip off your coat, straighten yourself for a moment, then step through the door, waiting just beyond. It's something more than fantasy. It's not at all like in the picture. It beats any dream. You let your intuition lead you to the edge of the fire. Or just beyond the threshold.
The thing you most desire.
cure. You thought that love meant suspension of all one's disbelief. Needless to say, the years have a way of stacking trauma on trauma, piling grief upon grief. And grasping for the truth, there's no easy answer, no satisfaction guaranteed. But just beyond the threshold awaits your destiny.
Is songwriting. All right, well, this is described as really ranging from, you know, kind of that psych pop to one of my favorites, the legend Burt Bacharach. Who are we talking about with all of this? Well, you just heard the song, and I hope you will join me in welcoming Lincoln Barr to our Max Inc. radio show. Hi, Lincoln.
Hey, Terry. Thanks so much for having me.
This is terrific. What a great opportunity to talk with you before you hit the Midwest. And that is going to be hopefully a really good time and a bunch of great shows for everybody to check out. Now, you're based right now in South Carolina, but right, starting the tour in the Midwest, and yeah, that's coming up right away in March, and that mm-hmm. includes Madison and Milwaukee. Why did you pick the Midwest to begin all of this?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, there's a couple answers. Number one is I have some family ties and friends, of course, to the Missouri, Illinois area. And I don't get to play there very often. I lived in Seattle for a long time, and that's pretty far away. And now I'm in South Carolina, and that's pretty far away, too. So it was that coupled with a particular opportunity. So on the record, we worked with some great singers out of Chicago, who some of your listeners may know. Kelly Hogan, Nora O'Connor, and Casey McDonough from the Flat Five, a Chicago-based band. And they sang on the record. We did a session in Chicago of January of 2022. It was very, very cold, but great session. We had the opportunity to play with them in Evanston on March 4th. And so that we sort of built the tour around that. And Kelly, who actually lives in Wisconsin, recommended a couple of great spots in Wisconsin: Kiki's House of Righteous Music in Madison, where we're playing March 3rd, and Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee. We're playing there on March 5th. So really excited.
Very special and unique venues, each of those. So yeah, what a great way to hear your music, which kind of has a mystique all of its own.
I guess I want to ask you too, for people who don't know you or your music, who would you say is Lincoln Barr? And I've already been asked this. Are we related? I don't think so.
I don't know. Not that I know of, but it's certainly possible.
Oh, that's funny. Who are you, Lincoln? How do you describe yourself to somebody who doesn't know you?
Well, I say that most of the time I describe it as I'm making mid-century pop music with modern and very personal lyrical content. So, you know, you might think sonically it's certainly evocative of things like Burt Bacharach and Scott Walker and all that great sort of grandiose pop music of the 60s. Mm-hmm. But lyrically, it's coming from a very personal place that's in a lot of meditation on psyche and just sort of the wonder of being a human being. And so maybe topics that wouldn't necessarily have been directly explored in songs of that era.
Oh, that Burt Bacharach sounds so big, and those background singers he always had. I just remember hearing my mom play the 8-tracks of Burt Bacharach. Awesome. So yeah, it's really fun. And I notice our listeners can't see it, but I'm going to describe you have tons of albums behind you. You mentioned Seattle.
Just a few of them.
Yeah, lots of them. You mentioned Seattle, so I have to tease you. You have a flannel shirt on. You know, flannels soak in. But I'm laughing because you mentioned Seattle and you're wearing a cute flannel shirt. So that's very good.
I the older I get, the more I turn into my grandfather, and I feel like I dress like him every day. So
nothing wrong with that.
I blame him, and not
you wear it well, and I bet
better.
He does too. Oh my gosh! Hey, this Culture Sonar calls you a singer songwriter. You need to know. That's got to be cool to hear that. Now, is this because
it was really great?
Yeah. Tell me more, because your songs blend strings and sort of that dubby, but it's also seamless. Tell me about how you're doing that.
Well, I mean, I have a lot of help, I'll say that for one thing, right? I've worked with a producer and guitarist named Johnny Sinkster, who's based in Seattle. I've worked with him for the last dozen years, probably, on every recording that I've made. And he has been a really, really central part of the solo records that I've made, and Forfeit the Prize in particular. So he and I share a lot of common interests and influences, and certainly grandiose or complex pop music is one of them, but dub reggae is another one, right? And so we were very deliberate about how do we bring in some of those sort of left field production choices, so that this doesn't feel like just a pure like retro or throwback exercise, because it's not. This music is very personal to me, and I feel like the one thing I'm really proud of about Forfeit the Prize is I feel like more than ever before, and hopefully it should be this way, right? Every record you make should be the best thing that you're capable of at that time. But I feel like a lot of my influences are really well integrated into these songs. And so that no one song is a particular sort of pastiche of something else, but it's all kind of mixed up in there.
Yeah. And if you listen carefully, you can sure hear it and feel it. And I guess that's what I wanted to ask you. What do you want your listeners in particular and at the upcoming shows? What do you want them to hear? What do you want them to feel from the music?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's funny that you should mention feelings, because that's very much how I operate, right? Like a lot of times I get really frustrated. I have some friends that are very analytical, and they can tell you exactly why they like the things that they like. And I've never really been that way, right? It's much more of a feeling for me, and some things I just resonate with and others I don't. And so rather than telling my listeners what to feel, my goal is that they feel something, right? I actually heard, you know who Chris Thiele is? He's a mandolin player.
Yes.
He said something really great one time that has always stuck with me. He said, as an artist, your role is not to make your audience clap. It's to help them feel. And I really believe that.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
The places you are playing, and this is another fascinating thing that revolves around the music, these really are listening rooms where people will listen to what you're singing and talking about with them. And I'm sure that's got to feel good for a musician to have that attention and then know they're getting something from your music.
Well, I really hope so, right? Like, all I can control is my part of it, right? And I want to come to it with an open heart, right? And really try and put the songs across in the most sincere way possible. And so hopefully that they'll hit their target.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're starting in Wisconsin, and as you mentioned, Kiki's House of Righteous Music, that is in Madison on Friday, March 3rd, and then Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee on Sunday, March 5th. You've got Illinois and then Minnesota and a couple of other dates. Yes. This is in support of this new album you mentioned, Forfeit the Prize. That is a really deep title. What does it mean? What does that mean?
Well, I can tell you, it comes from the lyric of a song on the record called Only an Idiot, the song that closes side A. And this song started out as a little bit more of a bitter sort of song around disappointment. And I was really happy with the music, but I wasn't happy with the lyric. It wasn't hitting the note that I wanted. And so I rewrote the lyric. I kept the title because I did really like the title, but I rewrote the lyric, and it really instead became a song about embracing the unknown. And so for me, Forfeit the Prize is the first lyric in the chorus of that song. And for me, it's about letting go of preconceived outcomes. And yeah. You could apply this to one's music career or, you know, any number of things in your life. And instead sort of accepting that, you know, you might not get what you're expecting, but hopefully you get a whole lot more.
Oh, I like that a lot. And I hate to jump ahead of the tour that you haven't even started yet, but what's next for you? I know people are always looking ahead. Is that good? Is that bad? Do you know kind of where you want to go and what you want to do?
I just want to keep, you know, I'll tell you what, Terry, I think that for me, music is, I mean, it's certainly a personal thing, and I learn a lot about myself through doing it. But one of the main ways that I do learn a lot about myself is through my collaborations with others, right? And I've been so, so fortunate. I've got an amazing group of musicians that are coming with me on this tour. John Convertino from Calexico, Daniel Walker from Amy Ray's band, and then I mentioned Johnny Sangster. And these relationships, they mean so much to me. They make me a better musician, but they make me a better human being. So if I can keep doing that and adding people to that crew, like Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor and some of these others that I mentioned, I'm doing something right. I'm getting what I need out of it. So that's my goal.
And what a show everyone else is going to get. And again, just that idea of being able to sit there and enjoy. Yeah. How do we keep up with you? Do you have the best way, social media, website, that we can keep up with your schedule and your music, of course?
Well, I'm really lucky that my name is pretty unique, and so I'm pretty easy to find online. And I'm definitely on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all those things. But LincolnBarMusic.com is my website, and that you can find anything you want to know there. And then my music's available on all the streaming sites, Bandcamp, and anywhere you find music.
Well, we will end this interview with another one of your beautiful new songs. Anything that I didn't ask you think people should know?
No, you're a really thoughtful interviewer, Terry, and it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. This has been such a pleasure. Again, everybody, Lincoln Barr, and I'm Terry Barr, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never past redeeming. In a bed that's safe for dreaming, I know just where to find you in my dreams. Ever toward apt and forward, who would choose to say? A
of slumber, I know just where to find you in my dreams. Under covers, opaque lovers set their course for ports unknown. Bodies resting, spirits questing.
Local Music, Forfeit for the Prize is the name of the 2022 album from Lincoln Barr that was Safe for Dreaming. Thanks to Lincoln for coming on with Terry tonight. Really appreciate that. Hope your Saturday is going well. We got Maxine Kevy coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk with Betty from Fall to Rise. Plus, we got brand new music from Looks to Kill. But first, Adem Tesfaye is live in the Devil's Lair right after the People Brothers Band on Maxine Radio.
In and out. America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all
WFHR,
about.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.